Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Tina Horn, and this is Interrobang. An interrobang is when a question mark and an exclamation point are next to each other. Really, that's the actual name for that. You'll find an interrobang at the end of the name of my podcast. Why are people into that? See how it kind of needs both the question mark and the exclamation point in there? Interrobang is also a short, exclusive segment that you get when you subscribe to Why Are People Into That on Acast, which you've done. So thank you for supporting Indie Pervert Media. On this episode of Interrobang, my guest is Lamalani Sieverts. Lamalani is a West Coast kinky pervert and leather title holder. She loves combining sex with fire, like actual fire. After recording an entire episode called Why Are People Into Fire Play, I thought it would be fun to do an interrobang segment with her about showers and barbecues. Afterwards, we had kinky DIY time where Lama taught me how to make my own torch for super cute firebug homo depot crafting. Keep listening. This is Interrobang. And I'm so happy to be sitting here with Lamalani Sieverts. And we just recorded a full episode of Why Are People Into That called Why Are People Into Fire, which I've been resisting doing the Beavis and Butthead thing the whole time, to be honest, because I'm a child of the 90s. And it was so amazing. And one thing that you, well, first of all, why don't you tell the people who you are, Lamalani?
Yeah, I grew up in Seattle, Washington, so that is my BDSM scene. Mm. And been a sex educator and a sex toy industry career person, I guess, working with Babeland, Twisted Monk, Bondage Rope, and Mr. S Leathers. And I was Washington State Ms. Leather 2008 and International Ms. Leather 2009.
Fantastic. Always nice to have a title holder in the house. And so we just talked about Why Are People Into Fire Play. And if people want to learn more about what that is and why people are into it, you can listen to that entire episode. But I wanted to ask you a few questions about fire for our little exclusive extra segment.
Yeah.
So my first question is fire related, heat related, bath or shower?
Shower.
Why?
I think I just like being efficient. Okay. And kind of moving on with my day. I think I have different ways of relaxing.
Yeah. Because I'm a total heat slut. That's been the interesting thing about like learning about fire play is that it usually manifests for me in hot water. Like, yeah, I like an efficient shower, but like a really, really, really hot bath or hot tub. But you're not as into that.
Not as much. And I think there are other reasons. I like the kind of massage of like a really good flow. Mm. So it's bad with sustainability is I like a lot of water flow. And so I kind of like the massage and sort of the feeling of the water hitting me from a shower.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll design my ultimate shower with multiple heads eventually.
Fantastic. I believe in you.
That's water efficient.
Okay. Next question. I know you like to camp.
Yes.
When you go camping, are you the first person to start making the fire?
Oh, yes. That was just a yes or no question because I figured that that was going to be your answer. Yeah. It's the setup is, and then the next thing is fire.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. When did you learn to make a fire?
Oh, gosh. My family was, we were, I guess, economically broke hippies. So camping was our vacation. So I think, I don't even really remember when. Possibly 8 or something.
Cool. So you've known how to make a fire for as long as you can remember, yeah. In other words.
Yeah.
Cool. What's your favorite thing to barbecue?
Fruit. Peaches and nectarines.
Yes. Good answer. Good answer. How do you... Do you just put them right on the grill or do you wrap them in tinfoil?
No. Because I like the caramelization of the sugars from the fruits. And I think it's a neat dessert. I think it's something people don't usually think of.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Stone fruit barbecue.
Yeah.
That sounds great. All right. So you wanted to share a sort of DIY how to make a torch.
Yes. I love the craftiness of fire play. And this is a great activity you can do while you're watching your favorite movie or something. Mm. Just make your torches. And what I like about fire play is it's really accessible for people budget-wise. It's not like you're buying a $200 flogger or something like that.
We're all about that around here.
Yes, it's true.
Why are people into that? The cheap kink.
Exactly. And what's nice, you can make it travel-friendly by bringing just the bare basics of it. So like the heads, the pieces that are soaked in alcohol, obviously can't fly with that. So that you can discard and remake a new one, but you can use the torch handles. You can purchase the fuel at drugstores or wherever you're playing and stuff like that. So something that can be transportable as well. Or you can like easily give someone your torches and be like, that was a great scene. Here you go. And you're not out like a $200 flogger or something.
Yeah. Oh, I like that too.
Yeah.
And I also like the idea. There's something always very thrilling to me about pervertibles, right? Uh-huh. So like, and especially like traveling with something like, it's fun to travel with something that if it was going to be inspected, it would be like really shocking to that person. But then you also always run the risk of losing it, right?
Yes.
So I really love the idea of being like a pervert incognito, right? Where like somebody would look at those materials and the first thing that they would think would not necessarily be like, oh, this is some sort of sicko.
Mm-hmm. And that also, I think, fuels our imagination as perverts, as we can look at
fuels
again. But yeah, we can look at things and see how can we use that in our sex lives or play.
Cool.
So
you're sitting in front of your favorite movie, perhaps Firewalker, starring Drew Barrymore, or I can't think of another movie.
Well, I'm a comic book geek, so I'd probably be watching Fantastic Four or something like that with
Johnny Storm. That's his name. Yeah. Yep, exactly. I called him Johnny Torch yesterday.
Johnny Torch.
Somebody got very upset at me.
Not far off. I got your favorite movie on. Things that you'll need. And people use a lot of different materials, so I'll just talk about what I use. But for the handle, sometimes people like using futon forks or that sort of thing.
Wait, I have to interrupt you.
Yeah.
As a fire bug, as you were telling me, as someone who is into fire play, is called, is Johnny Torch like... I just did it! The human torch, Johnny Storm, you know, a man like made of flame, like engulfed in flame. Is that like... boner inducing to you? Do you like have a crush on him?
Let's see.
Or idea of like, or like Phoenix, like, you know, like a human who's like burning.
Actually, I think you did nail it with Phoenix because of the female form versus Johnny Storm. But and for me, that would translate into the power and the sexiness and the appeal. So yeah, like I love that imagery, and that's like, if you listen to the other podcast of Why Are People Into That and Fire Play, I mentioned and just use a descriptive of a phoenix when somebody's full body was on fire. So I love that imagery, and that comes with strength and power and, and fierceness to me.
Fuck yeah. Okay, so you were you were talking about we're kicking
back
like
in our pajamas.
Yeah,
and making our torches for the scene on Friday.
Yeah.
So the things that you need are very accessible, and people like pick their own objects that feel good in their hands. And some people use futon forks that are ready made in small size. I like going to Home Depot and picking up a wooden dowel and being a drummer. I like something that feels like a drumstick, or right. I'll use drumsticks. Some people might say, hey, wait a minute, wood is flammable. Why would you use that? Well, the direction of the flame is actually up, so we're not exposing the torch. If you're making your torches right, the handle of it is not sitting in the flame. It's the fuel and the torch head is what's burning.
Okay.
So, and the thing too is going back to disposable, you know, check your materials, and if you notice that your particular wooden handle is getting singed, make a new one.
Yeah, definitely.
So cool. Yeah, so I like going to the hardware store and getting a 3-foot dowel and cutting it down into about a foot long length. So it essentially is about the length and width of a drumstick, because that's what is familiar and comfortable in my hand.
So yeah, I've definitely had fun also being sent by caning tops to go to the hardware store and ask for dowels to be cut in a particular length for a cane. So I can imagine that, like, the same sort of quiet excitement thrill of going to the hardware store and saying, like, I, you know, having them cut your dowels in your torch sizes would be fun.
Yes.
Fun foreplay.
Exactly.
Fun warming up for a scene or for a date.
Yeah. And then sand down the edges so we don't get any of those splinters. Next. And so making the torch head, you'll need 100% cotton balls. Again, the filler can be a mixture of synthetic and natural, but I tend to like finding 100% cotton when possible. So cotton balls are easily found. And there's a Surgitube brand, like a finger cot that's like a bandage, and that's a tubular 100% cotton. It's about an inch in diameter, and then in whatever length that you cut down. So that is something that a lot of us are making our torches out of now, as far as the outside layer. But you definitely want that outside layer to be 100% cotton and not a synthetic, because that synthetic will melt.
Not good.
So the other things that I'll use or have on hand when making torches are a thread of some sort, cotton, or, you know, I'm not as worried about it because that's what's tying off the torch on the bottom, and like a chopstick. Scissors, of course. So sitting here with my supplies, and I have my handle and my dowel, and then I have cut the Surgitube at about roughly 18 inches in length, and have my cotton balls. And I tend to unroll my cotton balls because I like to pack them in tightly so that there is no air. You don't want air. That will cause that torch head to burn instead of, like, burning off the alcohol.
Oh, okay. Okay. So the torch head is really supposed to be something that is, like, there to hold the alcohol.
Correct.
The alcohol is what's burning.
Yes.
But the cotton is not actually meant to burn.
Correct.
Which is why you're not using something synthetic, which would
melt.
Right?
Yeah. And it's on the outside, because that's where it's exposed to oxygen. So oxygen plus fire will create that the burning. So if you have the inside packed, it's going to hold the fuel and that's going to burn off. But if you add the oxygen, then that's going to burn internally. So, like, if you have something holding the fuel, like in the case of my felt drumstick that I lined with cotton on the outside, the felt is holding the fuel and then the external is building. But it's so densely packed that it's the fuel that's burning off and not the oxygen to cause the head to burn.
Wow, cool. Okay, cool.
So,
cool.
Yeah, that's one thing when you're making torches. You want to make sure it's densely packed in the torch head. So I've got I put the Surgitube tube around the outside or around the tip of the dowel. So I have maybe 6 to 8 inches extending down past the dowel, and then a bunch of the Surgitube hanging off the end. And I'll twist the top of that Surgitube to create an end. And then I'll just pack the cotton using the chopstick into that around the dowel, but within that Surgitube end. And I usually make my torch heads maybe about 2 inches in length and 1.5 inches or so in width. And it's, you know, the bigger the torch head, the bigger the flame you'll get. So that seems to be a nice controllable, yet you have a nice big flame still. And
you're not actually hitting the person's skin with the torch.
Yes, you are.
You are.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can actually rub that torch along someone's skin. So you're running that along, and it's about keeping that flame moving, keeping that torch moving. And you don't want to, like, leave it on somebody's skin. So hitting it's just fine.
Okay. So as long as as long as there's impact and then pullback or like
or
like
moving
movement.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's that totally makes sense.
Yeah. And it's when the torch is hitting the skin, the flame is going up. So you still have the heat, but you're not getting the hottest part of the flame.
Oh my God. So interesting.
Yeah. So you're transmitting all that. You can play with the hottest part of the flame with other areas. But that's what's happening when the torch makes impact.
Okay.
Is that flame is burning on, but you're getting the cooler part of the flame, the bottom part on the skin.
I mean, part of what's so sexy about all of this is that it is so fundamental and elemental, but it's mm-hmm. also kind of mysterious.
Absolutely.
I mean, I guess once you can really wrap your mind around the way that it works and the way that you're harnessing fire in the same way that you would if you were building a campfire. Mm-hmm. But there's still always a mystery to it, right?
Yeah,
like, even if you know how to manipulate it.
Yeah, and I think that's because it sort of has a personality in and of itself.
Like you were saying, flame is alive.
Yeah, exactly. Hmm. Exactly. Hmm. So I think kind of keeping that, and as a top, you have to concentrate and be very aware of that as well as your bottom too. But so you're paying a lot of attention to that flame and focus and just knowing its personality through the column of the flame and the torch and stuff. And cool. Flash cotton's also another thing too, that when I like having that laying down on the skin and as the torch hits it or even gets close, having that set off in a very intense moment, because it generates a lot of heat very quickly, plus it has sort of that surprise element on it. I was like, oh, I got it.
Surprise, on fire.
There goes, yay.
Cool, so that's the method.
Yeah, so once we're packed in the cotton, then this is where it's good to get training so you can see how to finish off the torch head in a way that keeps it tight. But I usually cut.
Gotta keep it tight.
Gotta keep it tight, yeah. So we have that twisted piece of the serger tube with the rest hanging off. I'll sort of invert it and then bring it back down the end of the torch. So it's sort of like, I guess, double condoming or something, sort of unrolling it down like a condom. So that way it keeps it nice and smooth. And then I cut along the sides of the serger tube that is not packed in cotton. And I'll use those two ends that I cut to tie it off. And then I'll finish it off with the thread at the bottom just to make sure that the torch head is on nice and tight. So it's really easy. It's a lot of fun. It's nice to experiment with that or have someone show you, but it's a pretty cheap and accessible craft so you can learn to make a good torch yourself.
Well, I'm imagining this spread in like an arts and crafts magazine, you know what I mean? Like, we should make a kinky crafts magazine. Would people buy that?
I think there used to be a book that people, at least when I was working in a sex toy store, would always ask about.
So nice.
I think yes.
Nice. Maybe, yeah. I mean, but maybe it needs to be like a lifestyle brand. We need a celebrity endorsement is what we need. I mean, a celebrity, you know,
so
other
too.
Than
yeah.
yourself. Yes.
Well, some of the higher profile, I think. That
like
would
a,
be great.
Like a movie star or like a rock star or something
yeah.
like that. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
We got to get them to come out first.
I think you can do that with fire.
Well, on that note, thank you so much for coming back and giving us our little DIY how to. And people can find out more about your work on the internet where?
I have a website, lamalani.com, also internationalmsleather.com. Again, feel free to email me at emzel2009@gmail.com. And a Twitter and social media Facebook presence too.
Cool. Fantastic. Well, we'll link to all that in the show notes, and thanks so much for recording with us.
Thank you.
Rounding the planet, windows filled with light. My love has some fun every night.
Interrobang is produced and hosted by yours truly, Tina Horn. Follow at Tina Horn's Ass on Twitter and Instagram, and visit whyarepeopleintothat.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.